try and capture that history and also, you know, explain geologically why the landscape of Illinois is what it is today, but also try and highlight the diversity of you know, Illinois is not just a flat place. It's, you know, if you go down to the Garden of the Gods in the Shawnee National Forest, it's a pretty stunning, dramatic, rocky, rugged landscape. And then you get, you know, a lot of rich landscape down along the Mississippi River as well, which is, you know, whether it's pelicans on their annual migrations or the city of East St. Louis and its industrial history. There's just a lot covered in the show.
United States presidents, four of them have come from the state of Illinois, most prominently, of course, Abraham Lincoln. And I know the show spends a good amount of time kind of showing where President Lincoln spent some time.
It does. It does. And in fact, you know, it's great to be able to track that history through multiple locations in the state and Springfield, and to see his house and his office and New Salem, where, you know, the small stores where he got his start and all of that stuff. So there's a lot of rich Lincoln history, obviously, in the state.
And how has it evolved over time? I assume a show that's been, you know, going for this long, there have been some tweaks made along the way.
Yeah, I think there have definitely been tweaks, although the format has been pretty much the same since the beginning, which is all aerial cinematography in the program and all newly shot material. So there's no archival material, no interviews, nothing shot from the ground. And that format has really been consistent throughout the series. So.
Looking at some of the technical side of things, all of this is done, you said, with aerial photography on helicopters using a camera called the Cineflex V14 HD.
The camera system mounts to the, actually bolts onto the front of whatever helicopter we're filming with at that moment. And it's a stabilized gimbal, so it's essentially, no matter how the helicopter moves or gets shaken by wind or anything like that, it remains rock solid. The camera sits inside that gimbal. It looks like a round ball, and then it's fed back into the back of the helicopter where I sit and where the camera operator sits, and we can view all the images coming through the camera on HD monitors, and then the camera's completely controlled inside the helicopter. The camera can rotate 360 degrees around and 180 degrees up and down, so it's very versatile.
And I'm curious, how much actual airtime does it take to put into the helicopter to create one episode of this show?
Yeah, we normally fly about 40 hours per state, depending on the size of the state. And place like Texas, you know, we might double that, or Alaska, triple or quadruple that number. But generally, it's about 40 hours per state.
Toby, certainly, last but not least, in the episode, you take a little aerial tour of the University of Illinois, where our station is located here in Urbana. What are some of the highlights you tried to bring out from the University of Illinois campus?
Well, we you know, it's obviously a place of for technology and other things. One story we do tell is the story of, you know, Laredo Taft is a great sculptor who spent a lot of time in Illinois, and we track his sort of journey from the university to his statue of the Eternal Indian on the Rock River, which is one of the most beautiful things I think we filmed in the entire state. We have some beautiful shots of the university, by the way.